Ready? Go ahead and call the meeting to order. Roll call. Myself, Jared Cook. Vice President Cindy Lockadakis.
Here.
Secretary Marlene Cushing.
Here.
Member Heather Kahn.
Here.
Member Joe Stratman.
Here.
Member Jim Roberts.
Here.
Member Joni Johnson.
Here.
Thank you. I'd like to amend the agenda to show under executive session, by motion, the board will enter into executive session to consider medical staff appointments and reappointments. Under the executive session. Is there a motion to support that?
Make motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Do I have an approval of the December 4th, 2025 hospital board agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the October 30th, 2025 hospital board meeting minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the October 30th, 2025 hospital board meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have any visitors' comments?
Hey, Jared.
Yes.
And the board, this is Roy Roundtree. I'm sitting in tonight, available. If you had any, you or Phil had any questions on any of the things that we've been working on with the new facility, I'm standing by. But thanks for inviting me to this meeting.
Okay, thank you. Any other visitor comments? Board member comments?
No, I just wanted to express gratitude. It's just as a new board member, the forum provided a nice introduction to the work that PMC staff are doing. And it was great to see some of the ways PMC staff are working to maintain and improve care for the community, whether it's acquisition of new equipment and learning to use the new tools, through bringing the concept of direct primary care to PMC and then making that a reality, or through the COOL initiative to create meals for staff to more efficiently use the groceries. The forum was a good place to share departmental programs, updates, initiatives, and milestones, and I want to thank everybody.
Thank you. Any other board member comments? Committee reports, resource.
Resource committee minutes. The income for PMC was a little light this past month. We completed our cost report on time, and it's paid in full. The cost report helps determine reimbursements from payers such as Medicare, and we owed Medicare a payment, which is a normal process. However, PMC was able to collect on some bad debt we had thought would not come through, so that was promising. And in addition, our audit, which is the process that verifies our financial information, is nearly final. A copy will go to Medicaid. We also have Kinderskog on a new payment platform, and that now properly shows revenues. Factors affecting expenses to the hospital include hospital contract labor, which has increased because we've been busy. There's been some increase in utility costs now that the work building is online and occupied, though nothing exceptional, and other expenses are up due to staffing and ordering of supplies. Year to date, though, we're looking good, and days cash on hand are up. Once trued up to the 2025 cost report, that should influence our position even more positively. And days in AR are down, and AR, of course, is accounts receivable. That's the number of days it takes to collect fees for services rendered. We were awarded a mental health grant for telehealth and for in-person services, and the Alaska Mental Health Trust has been very complimentary of our program, which has had high demand. And we're looking for a partner to assist with the program. There's also a pending grant to Children's Trust advocating for more state funding for childcare. We're using the HRSA grant for payouts for the work building and for Bettisworth North's design for the next phase of construction, among other projects. We used grants for the MRI magnet, project management, furnishings and equipment, and other expenses. Our investments are performing well and our funds are diversified. PMC does not invest in highly speculative funds, but we are still earning a decent yield. And as Phil reported on PMC Live, we're still working with the state on our certificate of need. We're also collaborating with attorneys to craft an agreement with Cigna Health Insurance. Things are looking good with Moda and Aetna, and PMC is also looking to add United to its healthcare insurers.
Thank you for that report. Any questions on that? On long-term care quality.
Long-term care committee met. They reviewed the various action items. Probably the most relevant one is a new fall prevention system that is being purchased and should be in place the beginning of the new year. They are looking at equipment to keep staff safe when they are working with some of the heaviest patients. That's a very high risk thing for the staff to be doing, but very necessary. There was a Thanksgiving for patients and their family on the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday. They were expecting close to 50 guests, and many staff were volunteering to help with this extra event. And fall, winter, moving into lots more respiratory diseases, it's a fine line between wanting people at long-term care to have lots of visitors and community involvement, yet that increases their exposure.
Thank you for that report. Any questions regarding that report? Thank you, Marlene. Critical access hospital quality.
I attended that meeting, and again, they reviewed the action items, looking at pharmacy operations, some policy and form reviews. They reviewed incident reports, and then looking at ways of smoothing out transition care between the ER and the hospital and the ER and home health and various internal and external referrals. They are tracking access to care, same-day availability for acute care visits to the clinic, the heaviest day of the week for people who want a last-minute appointment is Mondays. Makes sense. The physical therapy has a waiting list, the whole rehab department is so much busier than it was many years ago. They're getting a second occupational therapist this month. And finally, tobacco screenings are available for people who have been heavy smokers recently or in the recent past. It's a lung cancer screening and available here. And they're doing screenings for current use in the clinic to try to encourage people to get that screening done.
Thank you. Any questions regarding that report? Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe. I don't have any questions, but just a comment. I wanted to thank Marlene for going to that committee meeting in my stead. I had to unexpectedly travel south, so thanks.
Sure. Okay, moving on to joint conference. The Joint Conference Committee met in the Dorothy Engel Conference Room on Petersburg Medical Center on November 5th. Called the meeting to order at 12:32 with leaders from medical staff, administration, also president, CEO Phil Hofstetter gave a brief reminder about the purpose of the Joint Conference Committee, which is to help the board, medical staff, and administration stay connected, share concerns, and work together on improvements. We reviewed quality and patient safety updates, including work to reduce unnecessary medications for long-term care residents, stronger oversight of controlled substances, and regular review of infection prevention activities. The committee also discussed incident reporting, which led to the improvement in discharge process and additional CART audits for quality. During emergency management updates, we noted an increase in falls among older adults and ongoing challenges for patients who need memory care support but do not qualify for long-term care placement. Behavioral health access continues to be a major concern due to limited services and limited federal reimbursement. Clinical operations updates included the planned start of quarterly scope clinics visits in January, continued discussion about orthopedic services, and work on a simple and affordable subscription-based direct primary care model. On workforce needs, we reviewed progress in physician recruitment, including new providers helping with upcoming coverage. We also talked about provider transition following Dr. Morgan's upcoming departure. I shared concerns about the impact of the opioid crisis on our community and the limited treatment options available in Southeast Alaska. We also discussed the difficulties many residents face with Medicaid recertification, which can lead to more emergency room visits, and identified possible support roles that could help patients navigate these issues. The meeting adjourned at 1:27 p.m. Any questions regarding that report? On to new facility steering committee. The new facility steering committee met on December 2nd to continue planning for PMC's future facility. The group reviewed three updated design concepts and discussed the benefits and challenge of each. The committee is maintaining its plan to focus phase two on long-term care while keeping phase three in mind to ensure the overall campus layout supports future needs. Key discussion points included how the buildings connect, how emergency vehicles access the site, service yard layout, and the importance of providing safe and meaningful outdoor space for long-term care residents. Staff will be taking the latest design plans back to their teams and providing feedback to the architects within the next week. This input will help the design team prepare final recommendations for the committee to review, share in upcoming presentations. The committee reaffirmed that a phased construction approach remains the most practical path forward and is strongly supported by leadership. Long-term care continues to be a priority in the early stages of development. The meeting wrapped up with agreement on the need for flexible and adaptable spaces, such as offices, meeting rooms, what can support future growth. The team also discussed next steps for preparing updated materials for fundraising and community outreach, including refreshed summaries and website content. Any questions regarding that? Okay. New facility report. Did anyone have questions regarding the new facility report put out?
Just one.
Yes.
Is it SWPPP?
What's
that? Says to close the SWPPP.
Oh, hi, this is Justin. Good afternoon. Yeah, that's a SWIP. Sorry, that's acronym. Yeah, basically, kind of where we're at with the Excel Road, the Wellness Drive continuation to Excel Road is we've completed all of the excavation and fill. All the sidewall wraps were completed, and now they're basically going through, and ADEC requires a SWIP plan to the entire project. And at the end of the project and close, they require that to be closed out. So that's kind of what we're working on right now. A little bit of back and forth with the engineers and ADEC and the contractor. And we're working through that kind of final step to close that out and considered the future hospital site stabilized.
What does SWIP stand for?
Uh-oh, you put me on the spot.
Storm Water Pollution Prevention Plan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Yeah, anytime, Justin L.
You got my back.
It's in the back of my mind there. We didn't look that up at all.
I was ready, Justin.
Oh, Roy, okay, thank you. I was like, man, where was Roy at on that?
Wasn't quick enough. Any other questions on that report? No.
Just a quick one. Yes. I know that we're waiting on the certificate of need and the backup battery, but is there any estimate of when?
Yeah, I mean, we are at the mercy of the state a little bit on here. It is, you know, I just want to make sure we're, you know, it's collaborative. They have questions. We have to respond within 60 days of their response, and we want to make sure our responses are accurate. So we've gone back and forth twice now, and we will just, once we submit, we have to wait on what they say. And then there's a public comment period, so that's typically like a 30-day period. And once that's all smooth and fine, then we can see patients. And as I mentioned today on Kip, if you don't mind, if I, since it dovetails into the an update on the MRI, is the one of the things that's a positive is that we have had a couple of brownouts in the community, and power outages are pretty notorious, we found out, on the MRI. And so actually, if we were up and running, we probably would have had to cancel patients, because when the MRI goes down, the magnet goes down, it takes a long time to get it back online and cool. And so we're working through some of those issues so that doesn't happen. We have a UPS ordered and coming to make sure that doesn't happen within the community. It's a very rural Alaskan thing. And even though the electrical engineer recommended, you know, a certain process, we are adjusting so that we can have a UPS on site. Thank you. Yep.
Yes, Cindy.
Just had one comment. I just wanted to point out, and I believe we had a conversation about this, Phil, that part of the problem with the certificate of need process is not on the PMC side. The staffing at the state is part of the issue. So we're not proposing anything that's really radical or that we have major deficiencies. Part of the problem is the state itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenging process. I mean, part of it, I think, you know, that certification process is a good thing. It's to help make sure that the services in the communities are right-sized and approved by the state. However, you know, not everything fits in the box, and so we have a phased approach, and it's been challenging for the state to understand what that looks like. And we have that building up there, and what do we do? How do we allocate a certificate of need for a building and administrative space and those kinds of things? So it's a little bit of back and forth because it doesn't fit into a neat situation because of that.
My understanding, though, was we are not the only rural access hospital that is having an issue with their CON.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just.
I'm not bashing, I'm just trying
to be positive as all. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a regulatory challenge.
Any other questions regarding that report? Okay, moving on to the quality report. Any questions regarding the quality report? Thank you, Stephanie, for that report. And Justin, thank you for your report on the building stuff, too. Infection prevention. Any questions regarding that report by Rachel?
I just have one.
Yes, sir.
The last sentence says, we followed masking precautions for 2 weeks after the last resident tested positive. So that'd be negative?
This is Jennifer Briner. When we had a RSV outbreak in long-term care, we instituted unit-wide masking, and so we have to wait till there are no new positives for two weeks after the last positive, and then we can remove the masks.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Rachel, for that report. Executive summary. Phil.
Yeah. Well, you guys did a really good job on your comments. I don't have much to update on beyond that. So, and the work building, as you mentioned, the MRI is ongoing. We did have our audiovisual team come in to resolve most of the issues related to that equipment, and so that community-wide conference room is becoming more used. We're slowly getting it more utilized so that we can put it on the public-facing side. I think there are some boards and meetings that are occurring in that from the public. So those are all good things. As we work on getting the rest of the services online, we still have the education room to get online within the work building, but it is moving forward. As I put in my summary, there was quite a lot of activity. We had the employee all-staff meeting in November, one of the highest turnouts, which was really great. We had 90 staff there, and that was also in the work building, which was very nice. Thank you, board members, for attending. We had the Joint Conference Committee, as Jared mentioned, the Mental Health Trust Grant, which is actually a very significant milestone to me. It's not easy to get funding from the Mental Health Trust in my experience, and it's been very positive to have that response from the Mental Health Trust on our program, which is really the telepsych program. So thank you for acknowledging that. That was, there's a lot of work that goes in there, and our behavioral health team is pretty amazing for putting that on. And I also want to acknowledge that, you know, just the value of having behavioral health in Petersburg as a number one priority at the Joint Conference with medical staff is certainly something we want to continue to move forward. So it's very timely. And they've been helping with some of our staff in with behavioral health, introducing that into long-term care, which has also been very successful. So Senator Sullivan's visit here at the Assembly, I know I provided an email update to all of you at the board related to some of the questions that were provided that I noted here in this report as well, and met, I want to thank Marilyn and helping set up a meeting the following day. It was definitely pivot and turn kind of a situation, so that was nice to have that, but you know, not much new information from that meeting as well. The healthcare transformation funds, it's just going to be, we're just going to have to wait and see how that rolls out. The state supplied their plan to CMS, Center for Medicaid and Medicare, and we just have to wait until that gets approved. If that gets approved, we'll know on December 31st, so New Year's Eve, and it'll be a very fast turnaround at that point in January. So I expect January to be a very busy month when we're looking at the potential for grants and opportunities. We'll know a lot more on whether we are able to use some of that funding for our next phase on the new facility as well. So those are things that are just a wait and see and monitoring situation. And I think that's it. Again, the Thanksgiving meal that was mentioned also was super nice. Staff put on such an amazing job. It's really wonderful to see that event being put on. We have a number of events coming up in December. We have our annual staff holiday party tomorrow. Thank you to the board for supporting that. And then we also have our Yule bucking in December 22nd. And then I'm sure we have another gathering for our residents in for Christmas time. That's all I had.
Do you want some board for the Yule bucking?
Absolutely. Yeah. But not a quorum.
Any, can't all be there to do it?
No. Any questions regarding Phil's report? Phil, for that report. Financials.
Good evening, this is Jason, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna review just basic financials. Cindy did an excellent job recapping the content of the Resource Committee meeting. Thank you, Cindy. So the month of October, we had very strong clinic visits, 999, just one short of 1,000. Radiology procedures consistent with previous months, 254. Lab tests were strong at 2,265. Rehab services are back up. We have some traveling staff back once again. Home health visits consistent with previous months, 287. Emergency department visits down a little bit, 56. I guess with you know, Halloween or whatever, we had fewer issues. It is for October, yeah. Okay. Acute care had almost one patient per day, 21 acute care days. Very strong on the swing beds, 667. And then it appears that our swing bed unit, or not our swing bed, a long-term care unit is very busy because we have people in waiting. We had at least one person in waiting for most of the month to get into the long-term care. That's what that ICF days are. Is they're on the swing bed unit waiting to get into long-term care. So long-term care was busy. So going down to the income statement, we can see here that revenues for the month, $2,837,000. That's about $66,000 above what we had budgeted. And contractual allowances consistent with previous, with the budget. As Cindy said, we had a, as we've been reducing the accounts receivable because we have insourced the business office, we no longer go through a third party to bill and collect on our accounts receivable. We have a team. Some of them work remotely. Some of them work on site. We've been able to reduce the average time it takes to collect a bill from about 82 days down to about 65, 68 days, and even dropping that further here in November. So because of that, you know, we previously had a reserve for accounts being written off due to bad debts or timely filing, and we were able to collect those accounts and reduce that reserve. So the net revenues, net patient revenues, $2,380,000. So that's $166,000 better than budget. The 340B program, this is the pharmacy rebate program. There's a minor change that's going on with that the first of the year, and we are preparing for that. But it was very strong in capturing some old transactions. We had been previously recording about $50,000 per month, but the last couple months it stepped up, and you know, almost $200,000 in revenues there. The expenses are embedded down under supplies and purchase services, runs about 50%. So that program netted for us about just under $100,000 for the month. And then some of our grants, things of that nature. So total operating revenues, $437,000 above budget. Expenses, as indicated, staffing and contract staffing, supplies due to 340B, due to higher patient volumes. So our expenses are running a little higher than because of our revenues are running higher. So we do have a variance there, $352,000. Above our budget. So we'll need to look at that as we go into passing a revised budget towards the end of the year. May have to make an adjustment there. Income, so $251,000 positive operating income. And then non-operating, people always ask me, well, what's non-operating? And I always, I think they should just rename it as capital. These are extraordinary transactions that usually relate to capital purchases and the financing of capital purchases. So we have investment income, $48,000. We have interest expense, very minimal. We don't often borrow much. We have a few leases. We have the capital grant for the building. We're still working on the purchasing of some final furniture and equipment and things of that nature. And then we have depreciation expense down here. So the net capital transactions, $444,000, giving us a change in net assets for a for-profit entity. We would say, the profit margin, almost $700,000. So looking good for the month and looking good for the year. We have, as indicated, we finalized our cost report. Everything looks good there. We'll have the audit ready for the January presentation. I think we'll have the auditors remote in. Last year we had them on site. It'll save us a bit of money to just do that remotely. It takes about 20 minutes. And just very grateful for a lot of the cooperation this past year, I've seen several financial projects come to fruition, renegotiations of contracts with payers, establishment of 340B, insourcing of the business office. And then just terrific patient volumes, just everyone in the organization, Phil and everybody, just listening to the community, identifying needs, finding ways to fulfill those needs. And it's excellent to see the great support from the community when they have needs. Any questions on the financials for me?
Being none. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving on to new business, election of officers. The board will elect officers for the next one-year term. A majority vote of all members of the board shall be necessary to elect. Terms shall begin upon the adjournment of the meeting at which the election is held. We have nominations from the floor for the election of president.
I nominate Jared.
And I will second that.
Jared, you're evil.
No need to change at this point.
Is there any discussion? Any other nominations? Anyone? Anyone? All in favor?
Aye.
Vice President.
I'd like to nominate Cindy Lagadakis as the board vice president.
Second that.
Anyone else? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Secretary.
I nominate Marlene Cushing as secretary.
Second.
Anyone else? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Old business. Committee appointments. Board will review current appointments and update committees as agreed. So presently on the Quality Improvement Committee, let me see if I get this right. Long-term care is Marlene Cushing. Anybody want to stay on that?
Sure.
Infection control is Joe Stratman. Stay on that? Critical Access Hospital, Joe Stratman.
Yeah, I'm happy to stay on that, but if someone else wants to take that, I'd be fine with that.
And that's where I had a question. There's just one person per Quality Improvement Committee. Are there more? Can there be more than one? I am interested in being on the Critical Access Hospital Committee.
Okay, so that would
Jimmy Johnson on the Critical Access Hospital Committee.
Okay, so that would go to Joni, then, sounds like. Okay, Resource Committee right now is Jared, Cindy, and James. Jim?
I'd like to stay on.
And I have to stay on. Cindy, what about you?
Mm-hmm.
You'll stay?
Stay on.
Okay, that probably stay the same unless someone else wants to be on it. Joint Conference Committee, I'm required to be on it. That's kind of, or the president is required to be on it. So we only meet once a year, twice a year, or quarterly?
Once a year.
Foundation Committee, presently Marlene Cushing.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Marlene, stay on that. Community Engagement, Marlene Cushing and Cindy Lakadakis.
I'm interested in that committee.
Engagement?
And at this point, with other commitments, I would be fine with stepping back from that.
Stay on that one, Marlene?
I can stay on that. So okay, Cindy's going to go off.
She's going to go off, and then Joni would be interested in going on that one?
Okay.
Sweet. Evaluation Committee was Jared Cook, Kim Simbahan, and Heather Kahn. Kim has gone off of it now, so we have a vacant spot there, and I'll probably stay on that one just because I'm in the president's spot. Heather, you'll stay? So who would like to fill in Kim's vacant spot on the evaluation?
Generic question, determines whether there's one person, one board member, two board members, or three board members on these committees? I
guess I don't know. That's just been the way it's been set up. It might be in the bylaws.
Yeah, it just can't be more than a quorum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's up to the board, though. I mean, I don't think there's anything written.
The evaluation is generally the CEO's evaluation each year. So there's no rules on that. Is there anyone else that wants to step into that?
I'd be willing to help out with that because it's a more limited time.
Correct. Okay, so we can put Cindy in there. Bylaws Committee, right presently, is myself, Joe Stratman, and James Roberts.
I'll stay on.
Yeah, I'm happy to stay on that one.
Doing a whole lot with them very often.
We probably have to renew it again this year, so it would probably be an active committee this coming year. Yeah.
And then Skinner Skog Advisory Committee, presently Cindy Lockadox.
I enjoy being on that one, but is there any, or do you have any interest at all?
I do. Does it have to be just one of us?
Two.
Yeah. It could be two. Cindy and Joni? Is there anything I missed? That's taken care of.
I have a question.
Yes, here. Joe.
So I guess the steering committee is not an official committee, more of a, I guess, an ad hoc committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Currently, how many board members are on the steering committee?
Myself, I believe, is the only one that's actually on it. And then
Cindy has been alternate, but it's helpful to have the same, it would, you know, if there's a Jim is.
And
been
Jim,
on there.
Jim came so, to the last one.
Yeah. If there's a just a comment, if there's an interest in that, we could probably review that at the bylaws committee as well. I mean, when we review the bylaws, it might be something we could look at if the board wants to add it on more long term.
Anything else? Okay. Next meeting, hospital board meeting. And I've got work session in here, too, that we'll talk about also. So it's currently scheduled for January 29th, the board meeting is, and then tentatively, or is the work session for the 26th?
I think Becky suggested the 26th.
9:30. 26th of January. Does anyone have issues with that?
That's the with the work, assembly? Work.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It's a Monday.
And that's it.
About the resource meeting?
Six.
That'll be before it.
Is the work session something that we could zoom into? It might be down south, but
we should be able to make that available.
The assembly office sets it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, should be able to.
That should be available, yeah.
Yeah. That's all there is there, correct? Yeah, so yeah, the 26th
okay.
will work, it sounds like.
Excellent.
So 26th of January, okay.
For the work session.
And what was the time on that?
5:30.
Anything else on that? Okay, do I have a motion to go into executive session for reappointments and appointments?
I so move.
All in favor?
Aye.